USA Radio News.
Some leaders are not happy with President Joe Biden's student loan debt relief plan. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene told Newsmax that President Joe Biden's student loan debt relief program was completely unfair.
For our government just to say, you know, okay, well, your debt is completely forgiven. Obviously, they have an agenda for that. They need votes in November, so the timing is a pure coincidence there as well. But it's completely unfair. And taxpayers all over the country, taxpayers that never took out a student loan, taxpayers that pay their bills and you know, maybe even never went to college or just hardworking people, they shouldn't have to pay off the great big student loan debt for some college student that piled up massive debt going to some Ivy League school. That's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A man was arrested after he scaled a fence at the FBI Chicago office and began hurling rocks at the building, a spokesman for the Federal Protective Service stated. The man involved, who was not named by authorities, was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The Bureau did not say what it believed the man's motive was. FBI offices throughout the country have been on high alert in the aftermath of a raid of former President Donald Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago earlier this month. Since the raid, the agency has reported an increase in threats at its field offices, most notably in Cincinnati, where a gunman did not breach a field office before he led law enforcement on an hour-long chase that ended with him being killed in a cornfield. The man had made a social media post leading up to the attack, all stemming from the Mar-a-Lago raid. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The main highway from Los Angeles to Phoenix was damaged by a flash flood that washed out part of the road through the Southern California desert in the latest bout of monsoonal thunderstorms that hit the region this summer. The newest round of flooding started Wednesday evening, damaging the road. Traffic in both directions was halted initially, but westbound lanes for motorists heading from Arizona to California reopened. All eastbound traffic was diverted until the California Department of Transportation managed to reopen one lane of the highway. The National Weather Service said more flooding was possible throughout a large region of Southern California's mountains and deserts. Flash flooding earlier this summer has already badly damaged roads in Death Valley National Park, the Mojave National Preserve, and on the southern side of Joshua Tree National Park. Joe Itada, the veteran television actor best known for playing the owner of the Peach Pit Diner on Beverly Hills 90210, has died, according to his daughter. On a GoFundMe page, Kelly Tada did not specify a cause of death. The actor was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2018, according to the GoFundMe page. He was 85.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.